The Rays and Marlins wrapping up their Citrus Series four-game split set. Tim Beckham at the dish in the second inning, scoreless game with a man on facing Dan Straley.
There's a shot, well tagged, deep left center field. That's got home run distance. Tim Beckham has hit it out in the Rays lead 2-0. There's a shot, high and deep, and that baby's gone. Home run again for Tim Beckham. So Beckham has his second two home run game of the year. Another two-run shot, and the Rays lead 4-0.
We'll count here on Prado with two gone and the bases empty.
They're just acknowledging his speed.
He's out on strikes. And he gets him. Fastball, and he strikes out Yelich swinging. And he strikes him out to retire the side.
Adept at getting out the left-handed hitters, depending on what happens here.
That's a strikeout.
We'll see.
Number eight. Hopper right side. Morrison into foul territory. Makes the call and the catch. 1-2-3 seventh. Matt Andrees goes through seven, allowing no runs, and the Rays lead 5-0.
The Rays take 3 of 4 from the Marlins as they win the finale 5-1. Tim Beckham had no multi-homer games coming into the season. He now has 2 in the last 9 days. The Rays take 3 out of 4 in their split series with the Marlins. Manager Kevin Cash talked to the media afterwards.
Good win. We played a good series against the Marlins. Andrees was really good. I think the story of the day obviously was him and then Tim Beckham. Just a really strong performance by Beck and Matty both. Like the way Matt was able to give us some length. We needed it a little bit tonight. We were kind of beat up in the bullpen the last couple nights, so he picked us up in a huge way and really did a nice job commanding the zone, making some big pitches. He fell behind on a couple hitters, but he was able to kind of regroup and not let the at-bat get away and settle in. And as far as Beckham, he continues to swing a hot bat for us and get a bunch of big hits. I mean, their guy was tough. We weren't scoring, obviously, a lot of runs or scoring up anything. Beck was the only one that really saw him good. So just great night for both those guys.
Kevin, going back, sixth inning, Matt Andrees, 2 outs, he walks Ozuna, and then Jim Hickey comes out on the mound, and Andrees comes right back and is able to strike out for the way he was able to execute what the plan was there. How big of a strikeout was that?
Yeah, it was huge. It was kind of like the strikeout of Boer the night before. I know the game didn't end the way we wanted it to, but those were big at-bats in the moment there, and Matty did a nice job kind of regrouping there in the mound meeting and getting that big punch out. And then it allowed him to go back out for the next inning.
And then going back to what you were saying about Tim Beckham, it seems like the confidence just oozing off of him, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a lot of confidence if you're going to wear those shoes that he wore tonight on the field. So it was funny. I told him, I said, you better do something to pull those off. He told me not to worry about it. And he was right. I was wrong.
What is it like watching a player, though, when he's on kind of this hot streak in the way that he's playing right now?
Yeah, I mean, Beck's having a good time out there. And he's obviously gotten some consistency. He's got into that everyday routine, that everyday role, which, he probably hasn't had too many of those opportunities up here at the big league level. And he's making the most of it right now. And he's helping us win games, and that's the most important thing.
How good do you feel for a guy like that who's certainly had his ups and downs when it comes to production to be on a stretch like he is right now?
Yeah, you feel good for all of them to have success. You want every single one of them to have success, but Beckham, it's special that he's making the most of an opportunity right now and, showing that he can help us win ball games. And, tonight he kind of almost did it single-handedly from an offensive standpoint.
Is there a comfort level that grows when a guy gets used to playing every day?
It's probably a better question for some of those everyday players out there because I was not one of them. I think Beck's a comfortable – he's comfortable in his environment here. He's comfortable in the clubhouse. And then being able to get in that routine and the flow of knowing, hey, he probably doesn't even have to check the lineup card. He's in the lineup. That's got to be somewhat comforting.
how good a sign for your pitching staff. I think it's back to back for Matt with seven.
Yeah. So Matt's been on a nice. He's thrown 14 really good innings here as of his last two starts. We've gotten some good pitching performances, no doubt. Alex Cobb the last day in Miami, then Blake was pleased with what he did. I know his pitch count, and then Matty tonight. So let's see if we can keep that rolling because we know how valuable and how important they are to our club.
Colby kind of step right back in.
What's that?
Rasmus kind of step right back
in. Yeah, actually had some great swings. I mean, he had some great swings tonight. Longo had some good swings, which was good to see. I know he got the big double, but he also squared some other balls up, so that was good.
Tim Beckham with his second multi-homer game in the last 9 days, he talked to the media after the game.
I just wanted to see the ball, and I wanted to see the ball up and put good swings on pitches in the zone. I didn't want to get myself out, so I wanted to make sure I see the ball deep and just put a good swing on it.
Tim, you've been swinging a hot bat lately. How big is the ball looking to you right now?
Well, I mean, that's something you don't want to think too much about. Just kind of want to ride it out and hopefully good things will happen. Keep looking for pitches in the zone to put good swings on and keep trying to get the win, man. Every time we take the field, we want to win the ball game.
Well, want to ask you about your pitcher tonight, Matt Andrees, 7 shutout innings. What made him so effective?
Andrees, man. He's a solid starter for us, and we rely on all our starters when they tote him out, and he did the job tonight. His stuff looked really good.
Matt Andrees stellar in this one, going 7 scoreless frames, striking out 8.
I'm very happy about it. You know, he usually go deep in the game right there, go 7 innings. Me and Dino were on the same page today, and it was great. Good team win.
At 7 shutout innings, you looked locked in right from the start. How were you able to shut him out?
Just kept a good mix going. You know, I wouldn't say it was my finest outing in terms of command, but kind of just kept him off balance. Changeup was working really well, and, you know, made some pitches when I needed to.
How big was the almost triple play for you in there?
Oh, that's huge. You know, with nobody out there, and was it the fourth inning? Third inning. Yeah, it was a great play. You know, things could have spiraled there. I mean, gave up one or two there, but huge play by D-Rob, and to, you know, have an attempt at a triple play was pretty sweet.
You came into the game, you were saying yesterday you thought that they would do a lot of chasing. Did you get what you thought in that respect?
Yeah, some instances during the game. There's a couple times, you know, when I was facing Ozuna, he was pretty patient. I think they had a pretty decent scouting report on me, but I made some pitches, like, deeper in the count when I needed to.
Was it nice to see Beckham go off for you?
Absolutely. You know, the run support's always great. You know, when you get a 4-run lead like that, it's a lot more. You can pitch comfortably, so huge night by Beck.
He's having a good start to the year.
Absolutely. I think he's locked in right now, and, you know, his defense is doing really well, too, so it's good to see him out there doing well.
How do you feel about swinging the starts together? I mean, that's back-to-back 7 innings. So that's got to make you feel good. Like, things are starting to kind of fall in place.
Yeah, that's kind of what I pride myself off of. You know, like, I keep on saying, you know, I like to go deep in the games, and it's kind of finally showing, so I'm very happy about it.
Matt, when you mentioned the 4-run lead, you go back on the mound to start the 6th, and you know you're facing the heart of the Marlins lineup. But how are you able to attack them?
You just got to keep the right mindset. You know, you can't think about it as a 4-run lead. You got to stay locked in and, you know, not really worry about a 4-run lead. You just got to go out there, pump first strike, you know, and just battle. That's all it is.
You could say your last inning could almost been one of your best. You're ahead of every hitter in the last inning. You're still pumping 92-mile-an-hour fastball. I mean, it seemed like you were as strong as when you started.
Yeah. I mean, coming into the inning, I had 98 pitches, so I knew there was a short leash. I saw Jumbo warming up. So I knew that inning was mine if I didn't let anybody on base. So kept that mindset and, you know, finished the 7th.
Up next, the Rays host the Blue Jays Friday with Chris Archer on the mound.